Welcome to the Search Storage UK special report podcast on disaster recovery planning. My name's Anthony Adfield, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Paul Curran, an independent business continuity consultant. There are four questions in today's podcast. The first question is, what are the key elements in the development of a DR recovery strategy? Over to you, Paul.
Well, good morning, Anthony. Thank you very much for the opportunity. And when preparing the disaster recovery strategy, there's a number of steps that you need to take beforehand, such as risk assessment and business impact analysis. Once you've completed the risk assessments and BIAs, you should have identified the critical systems and functions and their recovery time objectives and recovery point objectives. Now, those should all be defined and then approved by management. You're now ready to develop your disaster recovery strategies. These strategies will help you respond to and recover from disruptive incidents when they occur. An ISO standard for IT disaster recovery, ISO 27031, states, strategies should define the approaches to implement the required resilience so that the principles of incident prevention, detection, response, recovery, and restoration are put in place. Now, this is important just to remember, just because you want to try to do things within the standards if you can. Now, a key way to distinguish the difference between strategies and plans is that strategies define what you plan to do when responding to an incident, while plans describe how you will do it. It's an important distinction. Now, one way to develop strategies is to create a table listing your critical systems, their recovery time objectives and RPOs, recovery point objectives, and any other relevant information from your initial research. Imagine, if you will, the legend across the top of the table should include things like, number one, the critical system's name, two, its RTO and RPO values, number three, the threats that you have identified for the critical system, and that would be from the risk analysis, and then four, five, and six, columns that would describe the prevention strategies, response strategies, and their recovery strategies. So this particular table, and once you've done it and validated it by sharing the results with others in the project team, will certainly help you define the strategies that you will use to develop your DR plans.
Thanks, Paul. The next question is, how does one research the key elements of an organization's recovery strategy? Over to you again.
Well, again, as we said before, we like to create a table help develop the strategies. The table will list the critical systems, RPOs and RTOs, and threats to those systems. Now, if you're not really sure of the strategies available to you, you can research them in several ways. First, you can buy books on the subject from a reputable source like the Rothstein Catalog on Disaster Recovery, and that's at www.rothstein.com. Next, you can search for strategies on the Internet using any of the available search engines. The Business Continuity Institute has access to thousands of business continuity professionals who will be happy to assist you. And the BCI's Good Practice Guidelines is an excellent source for all aspects of business continuity management. Continuity Central, which is at www.continuitycentral.com, is the leading web portal on business continuity topics, and they have an entire section on the basics of business continuity. You should be able to find plenty of useful information there. Be sure to also check domestic and global disaster recovery standards, such as British Standard 25777 and ISO 24762, respectively, and use them for guidance on finding your strategies. And be sure to ask your vendors for their inputs on DR strategies. You should also contact your business continuity colleagues for their suggestions, and also don't forget the many excellent business continuity consultants whose years of experience could save you a lot of time and money.
Thanks, Paul. The next question is, what should be the key elements of an organization's disaster recovery plan? Back to you again.
Okay, disaster recovery plans, of course, have a fairly standard format, and we discussed that in our previous podcast. And what we're doing now, of course, is going through the normal organization of a disaster recovery plan. So first thing would be to refer to the sources we described earlier, such as the standards, the Business Continuity Institute, consultants, et cetera, and be sure to review the standards such as ISO 27031 and ISO 24762. Firstly, before we begin with the formal DR plan structure, be sure to have a page or two at the very front of the plan that summarizes key action steps, such as where to assemble employees if forced to evacuate the building. And also be sure to list your key contacts, both internal and external, and their contact information. As seconds and minutes count in an unfolding disruption, this information will help you save valuable time when authorizing and launching your disaster recovery plan. Now let's briefly go through each section in a DR plan. Number one, the introduction follows the initial emergency pages, as we just said, and this section includes the purpose and scope of the plan. It should also specify who has approved the plan, who is authorized to activate it, and should include linkages to any other relevant plans and documents. Number two, in the roles and responsibilities section, you can define the roles and responsibilities for disaster recovery team members, including their contact details, spending limits, such as if equipment has to be purchased, and their limits of authority in a disaster. Number three, the next is the incident response section. This section gets us through the initial onset of the incident. We typically become aware of an out-of-normal situation, say we receive alerts from system-level alarms. We next quickly diagnose the situation and, of course, any damage, and try to make an early determination of the severity of the incident. Next, we try to contain the incident and bring it under control. Naturally, of course, we also notify management and other key stakeholders. Number four, if the incident can't be stopped, the next section is the plan activation section. Based on outcomes from the incident response activities, we would determine if disaster recovery plans should be initiated and which ones in particular. This section defines the criteria for launching the plan, what data are needed, and who makes the decision. Included within this section are primary and alternate assembly areas for the staff, procedures for notifying and activating DR team members, and procedures for standing down the plan if management determines the DR plan response is not needed. The next section is the document history, which lists the document dates and revision dates, what was revised, and who approved the revisions. Alternatively, you can locate this section at the front of the plan right after the initial instructions, if you prefer. Number six, the heart of the disaster recovery plan is the procedures section. Now, once the plan has been launched, DR teams take the materials assigned to them and proceed with response and recovery activities as specified in the plan. Now, the more detailed the plan is, the more likely the affected IT asset will be recovered and returned to normal operation. Include relevant vendor information and procedures where possible in your technology DR plans. Finally, located at the end of the plan, you have appendices that can include system inventories, application inventories, network asset inventories, contracts and service level agreements, supplier contact data, any additional documentation that will facilitate recovery.
Thanks, Paul. Final question is, how do you generate such a plan? Where do its component parts come from? Over to you for the last time.
Okay. Well, there's a number of different ways you can do that, Anthony. You can generate a disaster recovery plan from scratch, but it may not be necessary since there are many resources and tools available to help you. Refer to the sources we mentioned earlier, such as the Ross Team Catalog, the Business Continuity Institute, and Continuity Central. Look into business continuity and disaster recovery software products that can greatly simplify the DR planning process. Now, good news is that there's a few dozen of those available. You can invest as little as £100 or well into thousands of pounds for more sophisticated products. Business continuity and disaster recovery professionals may be willing to share their plans with you. Consultants will, of course, be happy to assist you in all aspects of your DR plans. And when developing your plans, be sure to use the frameworks provided by the Business Continuity and Disaster Recovery Standards. That way, your plans will be ready for auditing should that become necessary.
Excellent. Thanks, Paul. That's the end of the podcast.